Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello and welcome to episode number, I don't know what episode number it is. We'll call it number two of the new series, shall we? The series of, actually the last one wasn't recorded in 2020. So this is the first one of 2020, but the new series of basically recording it on video as well as on microphone, do you call it? I don't know. Speaking on listening, video and listening, audio and visual. That's the words I'm looking for. I feel that's what I'm looking for. And what a really good response I had from the last one. I don't think I've ever had as many messages from people who had listened to it or watched it, which is a good thing, really, a good thing. Which shows that recording it like this as well is making a difference and helping more people listen and see what I've got to rabbit on about, in short. So thank you for listening and watching. And as always, if you have listened and watched again on this one, let me know. Please put in your stories on Instagram, tag it on Facebook. Even if you screenshot this video and then put it on Facebook, so go and listen to what this bloke is talking about. Because I like to think I talk a bit of sense most of the time. But anyway, it is 2020. So I think I can officially say Happy New Year. And hopefully you've got your goals set, things you want to achieve, and all that good stuff. And hopefully today's will help a little. The title of today's podcast is called The Boiling Point. Now, this is going to be all about decision-making, I guess. Decision-making and following your instincts. The boiling point. When water is boiling or is beginning to boil, it's heating up. You've put that water above a flame, like you did in science, remember Bunsen burners? And you start to heat up that water. If you continue to heat it up, it gets to a point. That point, for some who may know, some may not, is called perturbation. The perturbation point. That is the point at which that water begins to change state. It changes from that liquid form into steam. There's that moment, that instant point where the state changes. And you can relate that into decision making. Stick with me here. If you can get to that point, you can have people telling you things. You can be sitting there thinking of things yourself, going, I really want to do that. I want to do that. That's what I'm going to do. And almost talking yourself, convincing yourself, giving yourself the motivation to get to that point, to take that step, to take that first step to taking action, if you like. And you get to that point. If you keep the heat on the situation, you take action. What do most people do? They talk themselves up, talk themselves, convince themselves, get to that very, very point where we're about to change state and we take our foot off the gas. Does that sound familiar? I've done it many times with many different things. You take your foot off the gas, you reduce the heat, And what happens? The temperature decreases. You have not changed state. You have not made that step. You've not taken that action. You have built yourself up, built yourself up. And for whatever reason, procrastinated, big word, and you have eased off. And you have gone back to where you started. You are now reducing your temperature back down. And in short, staying where you are. Staying where you are. It is at that perturbation point, that change of state, where you just got to go with it. You have got to go with your gut and your instincts and know that if you can almost convince yourself to act upon everything you've learned to build yourself up to that point, you can change. You can change the state you are in, much like water. What happens on the other side? Usually pretty something good. Change happens the other side of that step, outside of that comfort zone, if you like. I've got some notes down here, that's why I'm sort of doing it. And it's all about taking action, doing things sooner. There'll be some people that get to that point, back off, and they build themselves back up again to the exact same point. And either this time they either take the step over or they back off again. And you almost have to try and realise what's going to be on the other side of that step and take action to get there. If you are a person who suffers with anxiety, this is probably going to resonate quite well. Is that person is there's lots and lots and lots you want to do, but the anxiety gets the better of you and you ease off. You bring yourself back up again, you ease back off again. There's a quote, I can't remember where I've heard it. Action beats anxiety. And I'm going to finish, not quite yet, with a speech from Will Smith, randomly. And it's all about making a decision in that moment. The build-up is always worse than the moment itself. Always. That's where anxiety builds up from, is you build it up. And it is at the point, just before you step over that line, where it is at its highest. And for most things, the majority of things, once you step over that line, it's nowhere near as bad as you thought it would be. So, before I finish and leave you with Will Smith, think about it. Think about the boiling points you have in your life. Think about what you've got coming up. Think about what you could do. Particularly at the beginning of this year, a lot of people will use the turn of the year as their boiling point. As all through December, there would have been, I'm going to do that. In 2020, I will do that. It would have got to 2020. Have you changed it? Have you done what you said you were going to do? Have you got over to your boiling point and kept your foot on the gas and kept going? Take action. I am now going to look at this laptop over here and leave you with Will Smith. Hopefully on this video you can hear it. We'll see what happens.
For me, the daily confrontation with fear has become a real practice for me since about three years ago. I went skydiving in Dubai, right? And skydiving is a really interesting confront with fear, right? So I gotta stand up. I gotta stand up. All right. So all your friends, what happens? You go out. Oh, sorry. Oh, I dropped my thing. So what happens is you go out the night before and you, you know, you take a drink with your friends, and somebody says, yeah, we should go skydiving tomorrow. And you go, yeah, we'll go skydiving tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And you go, yeah. And everybody goes, yeah. Right? And you go home, you by yourself, you're like, hmm. Right? You're like, well, I mean, they was drunk too. Right? So maybe they not, maybe, I mean, we don't have to go. We don't have to do it. So then that night you're laying in your bed and you just keep, and you're terrified. You keep imagining over and over again jumping out of an airplane and you can't figure out why you would do that. Right? And you're laying there and you have the worst night's sleep of your life, but you still have the hope that your friends were drunk. Right? So you wake up the next day and you go, you know, down and you say where you were going to meet and everybody's there. You're like, oh, shit. All right. Cool. Right. So you get in the van and you don't know that your friends had the same night that you had because they're pretending like they didn't. They're like, yeah, man, my uncle's a Navy SEAL. And, you know, this is going to be great. I've been looking forward to this. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And your stomach is terrible. You can't eat and everything, but you don't want to be the only punk who doesn't jump out of this airplane. So you get there, and then you have this safety brief. And you're standing there, and the guys will tell you, well, if the chute doesn't open, what's going to happen is you're doing, well, why the hell, what could happen? That the chute wouldn't open, right? So you do a thing, and what you do is your first jump, you're attached to a guy who is going, you know, he's going to walk you out. So you go, and you get there, and there's an airplane. And nobody's stopping. Everybody's still going. So you get onto the airplane and you're sitting there and you know, it's extra because you're sitting on some dude's lap, some stranger. He's sitting on his lap. And it's like, you know, you're trying to make small talk. Yeah, man. So you do, you'd be jumping with people all the time, huh? Right? You know. So, and then you just want to make sure, you got kids, right? You got people you need to see, right? Just want to make sure he's serious, right? So you get in there. So everything's normal. So you fly and you go up, you go up, you go up, you go up to 14,000 feet. And you notice there's a light. It's red and it's yellow and green, right? So right now the light's red. So then you start thinking at some point the light's going to go green, but you don't know what's going to happen, right? And you wait and it goes yellow and the light goes green and somebody opens the door. And in that moment, you realize you've never been in a freaking airplane with the door open. Right? Terror. Oh, sorry. I'm spitting. I'm sorry. No, terror. Right? So you go and then, you know, if you were smart, you sat in the back so you don't go first. Right? And then people start going out of the airplane. And you go, and the guy walks you up to the end of the thing, and you're standing, and your toes are on the edge, and you're looking out down to death. And they say, on three. And they say, one, two. And he pushes you on two because people grab on three, right? Right? And you go, and you fall out of the airplane, and in 1 second, you realize that it's the most blissful experience of your life. You're flying, right? It doesn't feel like falling, right? It's like you actually are kind of held a little bit by the wind, and then you start falling, and there's zero fear. You realize that the point of maximum danger is the point of minimum fear. It's bliss. It's bliss. And you're flying. Right? And you're doing that. And then 20 seconds, 25 seconds, 40 seconds. And you have enough time to just kind of be like, oh, shit, that's that building. That's not like that one. Oh, you can see the ocean. Right? You start doing all of that. And the lesson for me was, why were you scared in your bed the night before? What do you need that fear for? Just don't go. Why are you scared in your bed 16 hours before you jump? Why are you scared in the car? Why could you not enjoy breakfast? What did you need that? The fear is fear of what? You're nowhere even near the airplane. Everything up to the stepping out, There's actually no reason to be scared. It only just ruins your day. You don't have to jump. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of terror. On the other side of your maximum fear are all of the best things in life, you know. So that was my experience with skydiving and fear.
All right.
And there you have it. Will Smith puts it very nicely and getting to that boiling point of going out the plane is most people, if they're on their own, will not go. Won't jump out. But what he's saying there is when he's tied with someone else, is they make you count to three but jump on two because everyone holds on, is it pushes you through that boiling point to change state. And like he says, on the other side is where the greatest change happens. So remember, Will Smith, the boiling point, jumping out the plane, the build-up is always worse. Surround yourself with people that are going to push you beyond that boiling point and you will not go far wrong. Once again, thank you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed it. Please let me know. Send me a message, email, through the website, however you want to do it. If you want to find out more about what I do, what I can offer, jump on the website, townsendtraining.co.uk. I've got lots of bits coming out. Lots of bits coming out through 2020. So keep an eye in a way that I can help more people change their lives. That sounded dramatic. Maybe it is. So thank you for listening. And I will speak to you again next week.